Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
See Sparky Fivers, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Sparky here. Charlie Usen over there producing the radio show. Still to come in the next hour, we'll talk with Jim Ozarski, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Bucks beat writer, coming up at 3:20. We continue on talking about this Bucks trade that nets them Kyle Kuzma from the Washington Wizards. They lose Chris Middleton in the process. Varun Shankar, Wizards beat writer for the Washington Post. Follow him on Twitter at @ByVarunShankar. Joins us now here on The Fan. First off and foremost, am I saying your name correctly?
Close, very close. Varun Shankar is the best way to
Shankar.
Say it.
Shankar. Okay. Sounds good. I like it either way. It's still a very cool name. I'm just Steve. It's just very boring. Okay.
Appreciate it.
I want to get your...
Sparky.
Yeah, or Sparky, yes. That's the nickname that came along with the whole radio gig thing, yes. This is... Where we're at, I think. A lot of us don't like this trade in Milwaukee. A lot of us are mad about this trade in Milwaukee. So I call on you to bring your perspective from somebody that's been around Kuzma and has watched this whole thing play out in Washington and give us your description of how this has transpired for him.
Yeah. For Kuzma, I think the way this season went, it's been a frustrating season for him. Injuries have made it hard for him to find a rhythm. He's also adjusted to a new role in Washington's offense. They've been prioritizing the development of the young players, especially on offense, and that comes with him getting less on-ball actions than he did last season. And you've seen that kind of show both in his stats, but also just sometimes his demeanor. He's been upset at times, and you can kind of see his dissatisfaction with where the team's at. But there is some very clear precedent for what he can offer to a good team that's in the playoffs. I mean, you just have to look back to his days with the Lakers. This is a guy who can defend multiple positions and shoot.
Okay, so let's talk about the fact that from an efficiency standpoint, he's having the worst year of his career right now. Mm-hmm. Now, I talked to a buddy that works out there in D.C., and he said, well, Sparky, I mean, it's a little bit unfair because they want to play their young guys, so they're asking him to do less than maybe you normally would if you were actually counting on him to win basketball games. Is that a fair assessment, or how would you look at it?
I think so. I mean, the Wizards are, like, their number one goal this season is not win as many games as possible. It is a long-term focus on developing the three rookies they have and second-year guard Bilal Coulibaly above all else. And that's put Kuzma in different situations than he's been in the past. And at the same time, like, he has just not been able to find a rhythm for much of the season because he has been adjusting to this new role and constantly, for the first part of the season, was coming back or dealing with or recovering from an injury.
Oh, that's good. So he's been battling injuries this year. It's the same thing. Same thing that we. I understand, but same thing we've been dealing with Middleton. Giannis gets hurt every year in the playoffs. So same type of stuff going on here. Defensively, what does he bring to the table?
6'10", could rebound, could defend multiple positions. I don't think he's one of the best defenders in the league, but I think he's someone that you could put out there and not worry about getting picked on night after night.
All right, let's talk about locker room Kyle Kuzma as far as, is he a good teammate? Is he a me guy? How would you describe Kuzma in the locker room?
It's tough to say just because for Kuzma this season, he was kind of stuck between two roles of where his career was and where the Wizards were as a team. But from all indications, it does seem like the players in the Wizards locker room liked him. He seemed to be a good veteran to the young players.
As far as Kuzma, as far as you said, he was struggling and he was inconsistent. Where was that most notable? The three-point shot? Was it the mid-range shot? Where was he struggling the most?
I think the three-point shot, I think it's a career low in that this season. He's never been an excellent three-point shooter, but a lot of his attempts this year did come. He had to create his own shot a lot. Not a lot of easy plays for him. I do wonder if he's in a situation where he's more of a secondary scorer off of Giannis, off of Dame. Is he able to up that efficiency?
Varun Shankar, Wizards beat writer for the Washington Post. Follow him on Twitter at @ByVarunShankar. Let me ask you about Patrick Baldwin Jr. Now, obviously, he played for the Milwaukee Panthers here locally in college, and then obviously went off to the NBA and is playing now with multiple teams in the NBA. What have you seen from him from a developmental standpoint?
Not much, to be honest. PJ has been not gotten into too many games for the Wizards. He has at times gone to the G League on voluntary assignments just to get more minutes.
That's not making me feel any better about this deal. That did not help. What has been the reaction to you that you've seen from Wizards fans? Because obviously Middleton's an older player. I will tell you that I really like AJ Johnson, and that part of the trade has me the most mad. That happened between the Bucks and Wizards. So what have been thoughts of Wizards fans?
Yeah, I think Wizards fans are treating acquiring AJ Johnson like getting a first-round pick in a lot of ways. I think that fan sentiment with Kyle had turned a lot of the time, in part because I think a lot of fans understood that he was someone who was likely to be traded because of his age and how his fit with Washington's rebuild didn't really mesh super well. So I think fans are excited for AJ Johnson.
Yeah, they should be excited for AJ Johnson. I think that definitely works out. Is Washington done, or is there more to come with the Wizards as far as between now and 2 o'clock tomorrow?
I would expect at least one more move. They've got Jonas Valanciunas and Malcolm Brogdon. Both players are on the older side of things. Brogdon's on an expired deal, and I think that they're going to be looking to make a move for at least one of them.
Varun, thank you so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it. Enjoy Chris Middleton. Those young guys are going to love playing with Chris Middleton. He's a great locker room guy, great dude in general. The media will love Chris Middleton. And AJ Johnson, I guarantee you in 3 years, everybody here is going to be furious about this trade. I can almost promise you. Super fast, super long. His shot is uglier than sin, but it goes in for whatever the reason from outside. And again, it appears to be a super nice guy, too. He's only been here for like a year, so I don't have a lot of intel on him. But yeah, I think you guys definitely are going to be happy.
There we go. All right. Thank you so much.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.